Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone, Julie Dusing, who is Program Coordinator for Capital Area Region Michigan Great Lakes Alzheimer's Association, a long title well-deserved. Good evening, Julie. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Cheryl?
I'm doing very well. I appreciate your time this evening. Got a heads up on an event, a program coming up this week in Lansing, and I thought it was important to let folks know about it. It's a subject that still a lot of mystery surrounds it, so I thought the more information, the better. The program is called Maintain Your Brain, coming up this Thursday, the 24th. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the event, and then we'll back up into some of the aspects of Alzheimer's disease.
Okay. Actually, you are totally right, Cheryl. It is very important for all of us at all ages to maintain our brain, not just when we turn seniors and get our shopping pass card. It's important to start thinking about it early. So one of the things that we cover, really there's three primary areas or factors that we look at. We look at the brain, and we go into a little bit about how it functions, about aging changes, and then we talk a little bit about the body. There's a heart-brain connection, and our lifestyle and food and exercise choices make a big impact in that. And then we also talk about the actual person, their social connections, their emotional health impact on the brain, all of those things, having a purpose in life, getting up every day, feeling like you know what you're there for and what you're doing. All of those things kind of combine into keeping our brains very healthy and motivated and active.
So these are the types of things that you'll be talking about at this program on Thursday.
Right. We go into different activities, different things that we can be doing, monitoring our numbers, knowing exactly what it is, the numbers for cholesterol or heart disease, all those things that we need to be on top of and know those numbers. And many times folks don't know if they're borderline for cholesterol or if they have hypertension or what they should be eating, how much of it they should be eating, what should they stay away from, do they have to stay away from everything bad, or can they have things in moderation? So we go into a lot of those lifestyle choices.
I have to tell you, Julie, this is the first time I have ever heard people talking about diet and cholesterol and those kinds of numbers when connected with Alzheimer's disease.
Well, what we're trying to do is to really look at maintaining our brain from an early age. All of us should start taking responsibility for doing brain-healthy activities, whether it be, crosswords or Sudoku or jigsaw puzzles, or whether it be taking a walk. Statistics have shown that 30 minutes of just walking five times a week is actually healthy for our brain. We don't have to go and work out like crazy people at a gym when we can get some of the same brain benefits by simply walking or Tai Chi or dancing or taking the steps instead of the elevator. Some of those kinds of practical things that we just need to be aware of.
What are some of the risk factors for Alzheimer's disease?
The biggest one, Cheryl, is age. The older we get, the higher the probability becomes. Over 65 is when we start to see people, showing the symptoms of Alzheimer's. Not to say that early onset can start as young as 20, 30s, 40s. But from 65 and on, and from the age of 85 and older, the longer we live, about half of those people, 50%, will develop Alzheimer's. So it goes up exponentially. And it's more prevalent in women than men, simply because women live longer. There can be some genetic factors. There can be some risk factors. If any of your relatives have Alzheimer's, that can increase the risk. Things like stroke, heart attack, diabetes, all of these things up the risk factors.
And We used to say, you know, oh, you're just getting old. Now, just saying, oh, you're just getting old is different than having Alzheimer's disease, or, oh, you're just a little forgetful. They can be different things.
It's very different because there's typical aging. We all, you know, our sight is affected, our hearing can be affected, therefore our brain can be affected. You know, we can forget someone's name when we've gone to a picnic yesterday, but in this weather, don't we wish? But, you know, when we have come away and we think, what was that person's name at that gathering yesterday, is typical age-related forgetfulness, memory loss. Whereas the next day we go, what picnic? I don't even know what you're talking about. I wasn't at a picnic yesterday. So it's like we, you know, there's typical changes, and then there's the more memory loss. You know, it could be mild cognitive impairment, or it could be more severe and go into Alzheimer's. So
that's an excellent example, forgetting the name of someone at the picnic versus forgetting the picnic itself.
Exactly. And that kind of helps too. For, you know, we all forget where we put our keys from time to time. But can we still have the ability mentally and cognitively to retrace our steps and figure out where those keys might be, which coat pocket or which pants pocket or where we were the last time we used the keys? We still have that ability. For those that are not cognitively impaired or do not have Alzheimer's, we can go back and retrace steps. For someone with the disease, that's very, very difficult to do.
Are there some treatments and some helps out there for folks with Alzheimer's disease?
Well, unfortunately, there is no cure at the moment. That's one of the reasons that we are so much into the research and the education aspect with the Alzheimer's Association. We feel that it's very important that we get out there and be able to find the cure. There are some medications that can help help with some of the symptoms. They're not a cure, though. I guess that's the bottom line, is there is just not a cure.
But some of the medications could help stave things off and stay at a certain status, perhaps?
Yeah, for a while. And then sometimes they lose their effectiveness, you know. So they can be very helpful. A lot of what we do, too, is educating people to know that you may be exhibiting some of the symptoms of beginning of memory loss or whatever. And many times that can be very similar to something else. It could be some kind of an infection. It could be depression. It could be a lot of things that kind of mask as though it could be the disease. So we are very much in favor of going to the doctor, find a good doctor, get an assessment, find out if it, you know, rule out everything else, because there are some things that are treatable. If depression, for instance, you can be treated for that. But if it's Alzheimer's disease, there's not an end cure, but you can certainly get on the meds earlier and be able to have a say in your care plan.
Very good.
For your future.
The program, again, is Thursday, February 24th, this Thursday at 4 p.m. And what's the location, Julie?
It's at the Capital Area Interfaith Respite, CAIR, at the RSVP building, and it's located off Jolly Road at Gardner Middle School.
Very good.
And as you drive in, it's off to the right. There is door number 14 that you walk through, and that is where we will be.
Very good. And for people who want some more information on Alzheimer's disease, the association has a website?
We do. It's www.alz.org.
Well, Julie,
it's a wonderful website.
I'm looking at it right now. It's full of a lot of great information. I think we go away from this knowing that use it or lose it is appropriate. And I appreciate your help and your information this evening very much.
Good. Thank you, Cheryl. It was my pleasure.
Very good. Hope to talk to you again.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good
Bye-bye.
Night. We've been speaking with Julie Dusing, who is Program Coordinator for Capital Area Region Michigan Great Lakes Alzheimer's Association. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.